And we are live on the Big D Zone from Meridian, Mississippi. And we also have guests from the East Coast as well. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Big D Zone. And as I said last week, all comments and thoughts are from the guests and from yours truly and my co-host. BBS Radio is not responsible for any comments from the guests or the co-host or the host. We are responsible for our comments. So right now, let's get this party started. We are introducing the one, the only, Tyrone Jackson of Tyrone Jackson's Breakthrough.
What's up, Big D? How are you, man?
Oh, are you ready for a very special show?
Yeah, I'm special, ain't I?
You know what the dedication that we're having the show to, right?
Yeah, me. No, I'm sorry. I'm getting all confused today, ladies and gentlemen. No, we're giving honor to
we are
my
having
baby,
a very
Whitney
special
Houston.
Show dedicated to the one and only Queen of Pop herself, Whitney Houston. And my very special guest today is the Whitney Vault. And they have a Facebook page, www.facebook.com/TheWhitneyVault. And they also have a main web page, which my guest is going to introduce later on. And we're going to have those pages set up on my Facebook page and the show Facebook page, which I'm going to give out to later on. But ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce to you and introduce to others, ladies and gentlemen, the Whitney Vault.
Yay! Hey, what's up, everybody? This is TT from the Whitney Vault. Hey to everybody out there. And I'm here to represent Nipsey to the fullest.
Whitney Vault. How y'all doing?
And we're all doing good. And now we're going to have a little discussion about Whitney Houston, some of the favorite songs, and maybe we'll get one or two topics in. If we don't get all the topics in, we're going to have a lot more tributes to go. And get this,
right.
We're going to have our very first ever Whitney Houston dedication trivia, our very first trivia. Now, this will be just for bragging rights, but that's going to be coming up a little bit later on. So, Tyrone, are you ready to ask our very special guest the very first question?
Well, certainly. Are y'all Whitney Houston fans? And if you are, how long have you been a Whitney Houston fan?
Well, for me personally, TT, I've been there for 30 years. 30 long years. And I will never stop. I've been a fan since 1983, since I first saw her when she was 19. I was 4. Yes, right, I'm 34 years old, not afraid to say it. And I love her more today, just as much as I did back in 1983.
All right, that's what I'm talking about.
That's right. Nippy all day.
This is TV. I've been a fan of Whitney since 1985. I've been down for Whitney when she was around, and I'm still down for Whitney, and I will always love.
That's right.
All right, we got some new fans on the radio, Big D.
Right.
That's right. We all been touched by Whitney at some point of our lives and time. I even grew up a Whitney fan when I was back in Northern New Jersey, and to tell you to make a long story short, I have a lot of favorite songs. So some of them I'll get to you now, and some of them I'll get to you later on as we have more and more tribute, because I like a lot of Whitney Houston songs. But I started off very young.
I'm actually anxious to hear what are your favorite songs.
So that's about giving my age there a little bit, though. What about you, Tom?
About 39?
Actually, I am 39.
Okay.
You're still young.
Mm-hmm.
Are you from Newark? Are you from
Newark, New Jersey? Yeah.
What's the highway?
Down there. What's the highway right down there to
You mean the highway in New Jersey? Well, we have a lot of highways in New Jersey. The New Jersey Turnpike, Garden State Parkway, Route 22, 1 and 9.
No,
yeah, and all of them running through.
In front of First Baptist.
In front of what church?
I'm just messing with you. Go ahead.
Oh, I heard a beep, but we seem to have a caller. Do we have a caller on the line?
Oh, okay.
Do we have a caller?
A fan.
It better be a Whitney fan.
Before I get started, I need to let you guys know I wrote a book. We're in the middle of a broadcast, but right about now.
Hello?
They're calling in already.
Hello?
Yeah, they're calling me already.
They're calling him. Yeah, right. They're calling the Whitney Vol.
Yeah.
Hi.
We have a caller.
Hi, my name is Keisha.
Hey, Keisha.
Hi, how you doing, Keisha? Welcome to the Big D Zone.
Hey, how you doing, Big D? I wanted to tell you about my fan. I mean, that I'm a big fan of Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
And that I love Whitney Houston. I've been following her for years. I wrote a book. It's called Keisha Straight, No Chasers. It's a very compelling story. It talks about how I met Whitney, how I ran into people that introduced me to Whitney, how her spirit really touched me over the years. You guys have to get this book. It's at Amazon.com. Keisha Straight, No Chasers. I have a picture of me and Whitney the day I met her. It's in there. You guys have to read it. If you're a fan, you guys want to read it because I wanted to give this book to Whitney. It's so compelling.
Keisha.
Please get the book, Keisha Straight, No Chasers.
Hey Keisha, this is Tara TT from the Whitney Vault. I would love for you to send that
doing?
To us. I'm pretty good. How are you? I would love for you to send like a link to your book, like to the Whitney Vault. I don't know if you follow the page. Do you follow the page?
I follow
because,
that time on the.
Yeah, so we can post your link on the wall and you know direct everybody to your book because. I would be interested in getting it. I want to read everything about
it. You are going to love it. It's so spiritual. It's like, it's prosthetic. Like, you know, it's a prophecy book. Basically, everything I went through to meet Whitney, I end up meeting. You guys have to read it. It's so passionate. But listen, if you go to Amazon, you can always connect my book to your page. It's on Amazon.com. It's called Keisha Straight, No Chasers. And then you can link it from Facebook. Please read it. I wanted to give it to Whitney. So she can be inspired. It's an interconnected story. It's like I said, it's very compelling, and it's all fair. And if you guys love Whitney, you have to read it for her.
Oh, most definitely. We would definitely get that out on the Whitney Vault for you, and I would definitely be getting my purchase in. What about you, Carolyn?
Oh, yes. Anything positive about Whitney, I would love it.
That's right.
And I would like to invite you back on the show because we could do an interview about the book.
Yeah, listen, it's so, how can I explain it? I'm just so touched to be able to tell you guys that are fans, but the story is so compelling to how I met her. Is you just have to understand, I started admiring the lady since I was 12, and I met the one that I didn't even know who kind of led me to Whitney. Ricky Minor, her music director. His mother today, because I wanted to meet Whitney so bad, is my godmother. And all the story is in the book, and again, all I can say is very compelling. It's touching. It's interconnected with my mother who passed on February the 12th. Of her drug addiction, so you've got to read it. I can express that more. My name is Makisha Townsend. You can find me on Facebook, and you'll see my book.
Okay, we just posted your link on the Whitney Vault. We just posted your book on the Whitney Vault, so I hope everybody goes out and buy it. The cover is beautiful.
Okay, thank
you, guys. I'm looking at it right now.
And all I ask for, if I can ask for one thing, just feedback on what you think and how the book touched you, because I know it's going to touch you because it was going to touch Whitney in a mighty way. I felt like that book, out of all things, could have touched her. And so she needed to read that book. and that's why I'm hurting so bad. So I need you guys as fans to read the book, and I'm not going to say anymore. If you could just do that and give me feedback on my Facebook page, I would love it.
We have a lot more. We have a lot more guests that we would like to get on the D-Zone. We would love to have you back on to talk about the book. And then the next time that we have a tribute, we want to have you back on the show again so we could talk more about your book and how you met Whitney and, you know, how it makes you feel. Yes. So we would love to have you back on the show.
Yes.
Wow. So what do? Do I just call back? How do I get back on the show?
Yes. I'm going to do is I'm going to give you my information, and also you could leave up your website on the Whitney Vote as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to give you my phone number. I'm going to give everybody my phone number at the close of the show. And we're right near close by a train station, so you never know what you hear on the Big D Zone, folks. But my number is 601-274-5091. My Facebook page is my Facebook page is Deshaun Porter. And look for the one where I'm relaxing on a chair because I was on vacation one day.
Your last name?
It's a red shirt.
Can you please for your last name?
Yes, Porter. P-O-R-T-E-R.
Can you please for your last name? P-O-R-T-E-R?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you so much. I'll try to put that book on your Facebook.
And I'll answer the friend request. And then I will also put the link on the book to my site. And I will also put the link up on the Big D Zone radio page on Facebook that I'm going to give out a little bit later on the show.
Wow. Yes, Lord. I knew this book was going to get out. It needed to. I can't believe it. Okay, you guys. Thank you so much.
And you are the first caller. You are the first caller that the Big D Zone had in its history of being on BBS Radio. So thank you so very much for being the first ever caller.
The spirit of Whitney. Tell me what the spirit of Whitney came to. Okay, my kids be on Facebook, Lakeisha Townsend. How about you guys? Love you guys.
Thank you, Keisha.
Thank you. All right, well, we just had a first here in the Big D Zone. We had a first ever caller. Yeah. Oh, we have a caller. Yes, caller, you're on the air, the Big D Zone.
Hey.
Hey. It's Dawn Barnum. How you doing?
Hi.
All right, how you doing?
I love the Whitney Vault. I'm okay. I love the Whitney Vault, and the girls there are great. I mean, I just love going on every day. It keeps my sanity. They just pay a wonderful tribute to Whitney and their videos and everything,
thank
all the music
you.
And all the stuff that was,
you.
You know, I've been a Whitney fan since, God, I mean, Whitney hit in the 80s, and I'm older. I'm 55. I'm an old fart, you know. So when she started out, and I was in my 20s. And I followed her career, and you guys do a great job. And I just wanted to call in and say that. Keep
thank
it up.
Thank you so much.
You're wonderful. You're great.
Oh, thank
and
you
love
so
you
very much.
And you know who I am because I'm always
let me
on.
Let me tell you, you are young at heart.
What is your name again?
Oh, I try to be, you know. I mean, what else? I mean, you got to try. You got to keep it, you know, keep the aging process reversing it all the time, you know. So, but I just want to say, you know, I know TT, I don't know, you know, I mean, I get a little confused with names sometimes. And they've always told me when I try to post YouTube videos and I'm like, you know, if I'm like, you know, how do I do it? How do I get that on? So they always advise me how to do stuff and everything. They're so great. I love you girls. You're doing a great job. I love Whitney and keep it going, baby, because I'm with
thank
you forever.
You so much.
I love you. You're so welcome.
Thank you so much.
Weekend.
All about
Whitney.
I love
all
you
about
too.
Whitney.
Take it. It's all about her.
Please
I love
call
you.
Again.
Bye.
Thank you. Oh my
thank
God!
This is
fabulous because Whitney has a lot of fans, and want to say to the Whitney fans, keep on calling throughout the program, because I'm pretty sure that you have questions for the Whitney Vault, and I'm sure Tyrone has questions for the Whitney Vault. And if we don't get your question, then let us know that you want us to do another Whitney tribute, and we already are. We're already going to do another Whitney Houston tribute show because this is the place to do it. This is the place to let your feelings show about Whitney. So, and if you ever wanted to defend Whitney against the regular media, you just call the Big D Zone when we're on the air, and we'll help you do it, all right?
That's right.
So, you know, thank you so much, and continue to keep calling the program.
Thank
wow, that is amazing.
That is definitely a blessing.
So, Whitney Houston inspired a lot of others to write books and inspire people to call in and say how much you love them. That was great. I mean, you know, she touched a lot of people.
She did. And the one thing, you know what, Big D and Tyrone, the one thing I liked about Whitney is her humanitarian work. She never boasted it. She never bragged about it. I mean, it's things that she has done for people that we're just finding out about now. You know what I'm saying? While all the other celebrities, they're following, have the cameras following them around and to show what they're doing for the kids or stuff like that. Whitney never did any of that stuff. She always was a humble person. I never met her. But, you know, you read the stories about everybody who has met her has not had, you know, they have had nothing but very great things to say about her. So I love this woman. And, oh, my God, it's like this whole tribute to her is just very emotional for me. And so I hope that I'm able to keep it together while we're talking about her. So,
yes, I know it could get I know it could be pretty emotional because, you know, we all know what happened, and we didn't get that good feeling after that happened. And later on, we're going to share what happened, you know, how we felt. But I want to ask about a couple of our favorite songs as we get into, as we're still discussing. And you could continue to call in to the radio station itself on Station 1. The numbers are listeners on the screen, and I could tell you the reason why I am unable to read you the numbers on the screen because my keyboard messed up on me, and I'm going to have to either get my computer fixed or get a new one. But by that time, we will be back doing more tributes to Whitney Houston, and we will always continue to have the Whitney Vote and other people who want to share their stories about Whitney Houston. So continue to stay tuned, continue to stay watched on my Facebook page and on the Big D Zone page, and I will definitely keep you up to date on, and also on the Whitney Vote, and we will all keep you on up to date to when we're going to do the next Whitney Houston discussion and sharing about our thoughts about next. All right? So, Tyrone, do you have anything you want to add or anything you want to ask the Whitney Vote?
Well, Whitney Houston is one of my old-time favorites. I've been listening to her since the early 80s, so you can tell I'm old. But I always loved Whitney Houston, and I was a big fan of her, but when I was told that when she passed away, it kind of really, you know, shocked me. But Whitney Houston had a phenomenal voice. She was a beautiful person. Besides all the things they were saying about her, her singing, her talent was just incredible, and we
Never
can forget that. So Whitney Houston will always be a legend.
She will always be a legend. She'll always be an icon.
Sorry,
Big D. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, that's okay. That's all right. I got some good news. I just been informed by Don, and I want to thank you, Don, for getting us the Big D Zone on. Don has always done great work for BBSRadio.com and all the aspiring hosts who want to be on BBSRadio.com. Just contact Don on the number on the screen after you go to the Become a Host page. Don does excellent work. He works hard to get these shows out on the air. Now, the good news that I want to mention is, we got the two songs on the air. We got the two songs.
Yes, sir.
Don said that whenever we need them,
I was
just
about
them
to
up.
Sing, but now we got the track. We don't need my singing. Thank God.
Yes.
Okay,
you definitely got it.
Do you want to talk about one of the songs that was supposed to be the opening? Anybody can maybe vote?
Yes, I will. First of all, it's one of my favorite tracks. This is PT, one of my favorite tracks from the My Love Is Your Love album. I wanted, you know, I came to you with the idea to open the show with that song because it just goes right at you. It's a banger. The beat is sick. Whitney's vocals are sick. And I heard that it's Brandy's background vocals in the background. I'm not too sure on that, but it's called Get It Back, one of my favorite tracks.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Here is Get It Back from the 1998 My Love Is Your Love from Whitney Houston. Hit it, Don.
It all began, we were all in love. Thinking of friends, telling you when your time for me was good enough. I constantly had to compete with your crew and their schemes. Remembering back in the day, I used to mean so much to do, baby. When you said bye, sometimes I try to make you choose. But tell me how you can allow your voice to control, darling. The time we shared, it wasn't fair, but now you need to know.
All right. And everybody enjoyed that song. That was yes. Get It Back, 1998.
Yes.
My Love Is Your Love by Whitney Houston. This is
Big Platinum
and Tyrone Jackson's Breakthrough with the Whitney Vault. So this will bring us to a big discussion about some of the songs that we're going to hear, like in a couple of Whitney Houston tributes later on down the line. So, Whitney Vault, do you have anything that you would like to add? about anything about the songs that we're going to talk about, such as your favorite songs, and I got several songs that I want to talk about.
Okay.
Like, for example,
it's hard for me to choose a favorite Whitney song because there's so many, and she has a song for every mood that you're in. But right now, my top three that I've been listening to all week is Why Does It Hurt So Bad, Get It Back, and definitely I Look to You. Those are my three favorites at the moment.
Okay. My favorite my favorite songs is Saving All My Love for You.
Ooh,
I love
yes.
a lot of her songs, but that is my number one.
And you know
I guess
what about
she was
that?
Saving it for me, but she gave it to Bobby Brown.
And you know what? To give you a little history on that song, she had recorded the song. I think it was one of the first songs she recorded for the album. And she had to do the song over because she sang it too bluesy or too gospel-y, I guess that's what they call it. And Clive, you know, he wanted her to sound a little more, you know, cater more to the pop audience. So there is a recording out there, Saving All My Love for You, that we never heard. And I'm pretty sure a lot of tracks out there, but I love that song. It was signature Whitney. It was, I think, if I'm not mistaken, it was her second number one ballad to hit the pop 100. Please, Whitney fans, don't kill me if I got that wrong. But she had so many ballads that were hits. I think it was her second number one Billboard Hot 100.
Okay. That was something I didn't know. Well, like I said, she paid the love for me, not Bobby Brown.
Well, I don't think she knew him back then like that.
I don't know, but I don't know how he got in the picture, but I should have been in the picture a long time ago.
Yeah, we.
That's all right.
I wish you would have.
Yeah.
And I don't say that with sarcasm.
Lordy, lordy, lordy.
Okay, but that's another discussion.
We got any more good songs or anything?
Oh, come on now. We're talking about Whitney Houston. She has so many great songs in her catalog. Oh, my God. It's hard to pick the ones we actually want to talk about. CB, you have any particular songs in her catalog?
Well, I got a couple of her CDs I have. Can't find majority of them, but I think her best album for me is Saving All My Love, and that's the number one.
You mean the Whitney Houston album, the first album, which was the Whitney Houston album, 1985.
Oh, yeah.
That's your first favorite album. Okay. My favorite album is definitely My Love Is Your Love. Definitely.
Okay.
Because Whitney took a different approach with that album. It wasn't really a lot of pop on it. She went more of the urban route, but it was good because it showed that Whitney can do so many different genres and cater to pretty much everybody. You know, she did R&B, she did pop, she did gospel, she experimented with a little bit of rock music. If you listen to Queen of the Night, you know, that's rock induced. You know, she has something for everybody. She was an all-around diva, the number one diva, the head diva. And don't you ever forget it.
Oh.
You know, we represent for Whitney 100% on the Whitney Vault, right. You know, every day, you know, we usually, on the Whitney Vault every week, we usually do what we call a theme, where we would celebrate a certain part of her career, whether it be an album, or her gowns, or her hairstyles, you know, to pretty much give a lot of the folks who didn't follow her career, you know, back when we followed it, you know, pretty much the idea of who Whitney was and how much she meant to people and how big and huge she was. She was huge. She was global. And to have a woman come out in the 80s, you know, a black woman at that, with at that magnitude, was unheard of. You know, she has reached levels that many people aspire to reach that hasn't reached yet and has been in this business forever. So big up to Whitney for breaking boundaries and just pretty much becoming the, you know, pretty much the idea vocalist. I mean, she's pretty much the idea vocalist everybody wants to inspire to be. You know, she was incredible. Incredible.
And we are finally back. My phone cut off the same time that it did when we was at rehearsal. So, but everybody, including what? The Tyrone Jackson Breakthrough and the Whitney Bowl, they're doing an excellent, excellent job taking over while Don and the crew was getting me back on the phone. And we are back from the technical difficulties. So,
okay.
So we could continue on with the discussion that we was having.
You stand by.
That was
so what did I miss when my phone accidentally cut me off? I just heard the last two parts of the talking, which you were doing an excellent job, by the way.
Wait a minute, hold up. All of that I said, you just heard the last 2 seconds.
Yeah, because I just got back on.
Okay,
oh,
I was wondering why it was so quiet. I was like, when are they going to stop me here?
No, you were doing an excellent job.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's my first time being on the radio. So, you know, for Whitney, it's all good. I would do this a million times.
Oh, you're doing good. You're doing an excellent job.
Thank you.
Excellent job.
Thank you.
Okay. So we was before we got cut off, we was talking about All the Man That I Need. And it was a very romantic song that Whitney Houston did. A lot of lovers love that song.
Ooh.
And I want to ask your thoughts on All the Man That I Need. It's open to anybody.
Okay. Carolyn, are you there?
Yes. Apparently Big D cut me off too, so I'm about technical difficulties, and yes, I wanted to expound on Whitney's All the Man That I Need. For women, that song, you could play that song when you're all alone with your man and you want to get in the mood. Whitney has songs for everything. So that song is basically for love, talking about the man that you have and how he's there for you, and he's all the man that you need. And I love that song. I have so many favorites of Whitney. Actually, all of them are my favorites. I can never pick one favorite song. I can never pick a top three, a top ten. All of her songs are my favorites. She can sing ABC, 1, 2, 3, the names like a phone book, and it will sound great, and I would love those too. So I'm just I love her voice.
That's right. And her performance of her live performances of All the Man That I Need, oh my God, they surpassed the recording. If you never saw it, 1991 Billboard Music Awards, ooh, my God. That woman. And she made it so hard to actually watch her performances because she was so beautiful. You know, you don't know whether to look at her face or her body or listen to her voice. She distracted you in every single way that she could. But she couldn't help it.
Yes, and without
that's
time,
right.
Stop playing. She was just a
absolutely. But I'm going to say it again. Now, that song, All the Man That I Need, that was me again. She kept writing about me. I don't understand how Bobby Brown is in front of me.
Come on, now, around this time, I think, never mind. That's for another day.
I don't know. I'm still upset about that. No. But she had songs that will make you, you know, dance. She had songs that make you feel good.
That's right. Million dollar deal.
She was off the chain.
Whitney was off the chain, and she didn't even have to try hard.
Ain't gonna be no other Whitney Houston. I'm sorry.
That's right. A lot of these artists today, they need to take notes. Take notes.
They gotta really take notes.
And I tried to pronounce it.
In the required textbook, all of Whitney's albums. That's the required textbook.
That's the required textbook. She is the vocal Bible. She truly is. You know what? If anybody else writes a book about Whitney, please call it the vocal Bible. That's the real Bible.
Wow.
No shade to the other artists. No shade. No shade.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I just had to throw that in here.
I did just think of a trivia question because we are going to have some trivia despite the malfunctions of the phone we just have in the middle of a tribute. But anyway, now, in The Bodyguard, does Whitney get to stay with Kevin Costner, or does she leave Kevin Costner?
Oh my goodness!
I gotta ask you: should I give him a clue or no?
What was that again?
Should I give him a clue about the answer or no?
You want me to answer that?
I'll let you answer.
And it's open to anybody. This is for bragging rights.
Okay. Okay. Are you asking Tyrone that, or are you asking the Whitney
answer?
Okay, well, since there was never a part two. she ended up, he ended up leaving. I think, he was a bodyguard. I know the movie ended with him actually quitting being a bodyguard, so she hired some other guy. But it never really showed if they actually hooked back up together. But if we were to use our imaginations, that'll be another show. Next question.
Because there was a reason why the song I Will Always Love You was put into the movie. It also ties in to what happened, between Kevin Costner, the one that played the bodyguard, and Whitney, who played the Queen of the Night. That's another song that they have for the Bodyguard soundtrack.
Yes, another one of my favorites. That's the one I was talking about that had a little rock edge to it. Yeah, she was definitely the Queen of the Night, queen of her career, Queen of the music industry, Queen of pop. Let's get that right,
queen of pop,
not just the night of pop.
Now, what can we call her gospel? What can we call her for a gospel?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
She does have a lot of gospel roots.
Oh, yeah, she comes from New Hope Baptist Church. You know what I'm saying? She grew up singing in the church with her mom, and, she was leading the choir at a very young age. Whitney, the music was always in her. The talent was always there. To my knowledge, I don't think she really... Her vocal training was her mother, Dionne Warwick. Sorry about that. Aretha Franklin. You know, she grew up watching these people, traveling with them, Elvis Presley and all of this. I mean, that was her vocal teaching right there. I mean, the woman was a natural. What you saw, Whitney, that came out of that throat was all natural. All natural.
Yeah.
So, she was...
And Tyrone, you have anything to add?
No, not really. I just was totally in love with Whitney. Her career was awesome. Like I said, despite everything they said about her, I put that to the side. That's her personal life.
Well, you know what? Because we're gonna do a program about that. We're gonna be inviting the Whitney vote again, or any time that they need to defend Whitney, anytime that they need to, you know, just in case like they hear another bad story about her and say like if I'm doing the show, I get a call and here's the Whitney vote. Did you hear this? We need to defend her. This is not true. So, feel free to speak your mind.
Defending Whitney, let me tell you something. For the past, 2000 is when the tabloids, they were always around. But it started getting really bad during the during the 2000s. And you know what? Most of the time, Whitney never really paid them any attention because she knew her true self. I mean, only God can judge me, baby. You know what? They sat there, they wrote all kind of things about her in the tabloids. You know, maybe it affected her. I don't know. She never really spoke about it. But from a fan standpoint, it's just, it troubles me to know that those things could have hurt her as a fan, as someone who followed her career. But you know what? I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to keep it real. I was one of those fans that was online. I would go to those TMZ articles, National Enquirer. I would comment. I would, put it down to them. Because a lot of people don't know the Whitney Houston that we followed. You know what I'm saying? So it's like we had to be her, kind of like her PR. Because I felt a lot of times her PR people didn't step up to the plate and defend her to the best of, that they should have done. You know, a lot of the fans
They could have hired you or Tyrone to be a PR person.
That's right.
Or my co-host, Tyrone Jackson, a Tyrone Jackson playthrough.
Yeah, I would have definitely, you know what I'm saying? I would have definitely been on every tabloid report, this and that, and this and that. And let me tell you, what I liked about Whitney during the I Look to You era, especially the Nothing But Love tour, because, you know, they really went in on her there. No matter what they said about her, she completed her shows, she finished that tour, and she went on trucking like a true champion. And you know what? Yes, she really did. And what I like, and then they talk about her voice wasn't this anymore and that anymore. Let me tell you something. Whitney's voice has changed ever since she started out in this industry. Every album, her tone changed and everything like that. But what I wanted to say about her voice, no matter what condition her voice was in, she always sang live. Can anybody claim that today? And another thing, with her voice, she always could work with whatever voice she was working with. That's what a real singer can do. Kate knows. No shade. I'm sorry, no shade, but no shade to anybody out there, but Whitney was the real deal. And nobody would ever be able to top her talent for me personally, in my opinion. And, you know, she's the one, the only, the greatest. And if you don't agree with that, that's on you. But over here, we're going to represent Whitney to the fullest, and I miss her so much. I just miss her. It's hard for me. Like, when we were talking about All the Man That I Need, I was just playing that song last night. I had to stop it. I couldn't even get through the song. It was just that deep, you know? That lady has touched me.
I don't know how we got into the same level, and I guess the Whitney Vault and the C-Zone vibe got intertwined with Tom Breakthrough vibe, but we all started thinking about the same song, so it's funny how things come together.
Whitney was, she was definitely a woman of God, and that's another point I wanted to make. Just because somebody made mistakes in their life doesn't mean that they're not right with God, because like I said, only God can judge. Only God knows your heart. If anybody else don't know your heart, God knows your heart. And that's all she needed to know. You know, she had the love of mother. She had the love of her mother. She had the love of her daughter. She had the love of her auntie, Dion. You know, I don't know too much about the other folk. You know, no shade. But you know what? She was loved by those people. But you know, when you're at that level of celebrity, it is hard to call people your friend. But
yeah.
You know, Whitney always, yeah, she always knew she had.
Hello?
Are we still there? Are we still there?
Anybody got
Whitney Ball?
Everybody here?
I'm here.
Uh-oh. I'm here. Are they here?
Again? This happened again? Uh-oh. To call back, call the show back. We're going to try to get the show going once again. She was explaining how she felt about Whitney and how strong the love of the family that me and Houston have. And then we got cut off, just like I got cut off when I was talking about all the men that I need. So I don't know what is going on around here. But so anyone want to share about a favorite Whitney moment that they had while we tried to get our other admin guests back on the air?
Let me see, can I go through the history? A famous moment of Whitney Houston? Might have to get back with on that.
Okay, we're always going to have another show. How are we on time? What are we on time? Because I know that we got some people got cut off and dropped. So what is the time over here? Anybody got the time? What was that?
Announcement.
Oh, yeah. I do have a particular announcement that I got to make before we continue on with this discussion. Now, I am going to be going to back to online schools, and the three finalists that I was looking into was University of Phoenix, American Public University, and Grand Canyon University. Now, this will be unofficial announcement. The official announcement will be made on Facebook, and then I'll tell everybody else on the next program because I have been getting paperwork very late, and I just got a couple of paperwork from a couple of schools 2 hours before showtime. 2 hours. So this will be unofficial. But the school that I'm choosing right now that is already being in the lead is University of Phoenix, Arizona.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And they are the largest provider of online education. They have associate's degree, bachelor's degree, and also master's degree. For more information, go to www.phoenix.edu. I will still put the other two schools on the list because the official announcement again will not be made until Tuesday or Monday, and I'll make another announcement the next time that we do a show. So please continue to stay tuned. But right now, in the lead is University of Phoenix, but the other two schools, Grand Canyon University and American Public University, is not of it. I'm going to send the paperwork by fax, so you should be hearing from me on Sunday, and I'll probably call the representatives on Monday as I speak. Okay, let's get back to Whitney. And do we have any last minute trivia before we get ready to close the first tribute? Anybody have any last minute trivia that the
can
I
get Susie back on the
phone? Oh, y'all still there? Okay. I would just love to hear another Whitney Houston song.
Yeah,
me too. You know what? We do got time to hear another song. That was supposed to be the closeout song. So what we're going to do is, it's just about a few minutes before 6. So what we're going to do is we're going to close out to a very special song. Now, I want to hear your thoughts about I Love You. First, we're going to start off with our guest because the Whitney Vault is our guest. And then we'll have Tyrone, and then I'll share a thought before I introduce the song. So
I look to you. What does it mean to you?
I look to you is a very inspirational song. It also has like a gospel feel and a meaning. And Whitney said it best herself. She was on the Oprah Winfrey Show in 2009. She said that her spirit or her worship looking for a higher being to get her sick. And to me, this song means the same thing to me. It lets me know where I can go to, a higher being, to get through any trials and tribulations in life.
That is beautiful.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, for me, the song has a lot of meaning because, like you said, it's inspirational. It's from the heart. And, you know, it's about about someone trying to find their way. They're going through dark times and they're looking for God to guide them to that light. And that's exactly what Whitney was doing. When R. Kelly wrote that, well, the thing is, R. Kelly wrote that song back in the late 90s. I don't know if he knew then that Whitney was going through some things or whatever, because that song, that doesn't just sound like a song any songwriter would just write for an artist. That sounds like something they knew somebody was going through. And that's what, you know, it was that deep in. It's a very emotional song. I listen to it all the time, and all the other fans love it. You know, it's a Whitney favorite. It's definitely a Whitney favorite. And it was
I look up to you. I think she was mainly talking to God. She was looking up to Him for all her help and all support. And it was a real emotional song, and I really think, like you said, it was a gospel song, and it came from her heart, and she sang that song, and I think most likely, and I know that she was singing it to God.
She was definitely singing it to God.
It's definitely a
Whitney classic. It's going down as Whitney classics right along with the rest of her classics. You know, the other million that she had. So.
Now, before I get to my tribute, before the show comes to a close, I would like to say thank you to the Whitney Vault. Now, this is not going to be the last time that you're going to be on the Big D Zone. You're going to be official resident ambassadors to everything Whitney, like we discussed in the pre-show meeting. So anytime, you know, that you hear, you want to defend Whitney, just call up the Big D Zone whenever we're on, and then we'll have a tribute. You're going to be on as well. And Whitney fans, you can call in during the next tribute as well. We got our first two callers ever on the Big D Zone, and we're all doing the Whitney Houston tribute. How about that? So before we go, I'd like to say thank you to all the police, thank you to all the firefighters, thank you to the EMTs, and thank you to all the armed forces to keep the country safe. And, you know, we couldn't do it without them. We couldn't be free without them. So thank you, everybody. Also, for more information about the Big D Zone, go to www.facebook.com/TheBigDZone or Facebook.com/DeShawn Porter, and look for me in the red shirt, and I'm laying down, and look for www.facebook.com/TheWhitneyVote. Now, did you told about the other website before we got cut off?
Yes, there is another website outside the Whitney Vault. First of all, I just want to give a shout out to Roland. Roland started the Whitney Vault 3 years ago. Yes, he did. Yes, he has another website with all of Whitney's information as far as her tours, albums, etc. He's steady updating the it just went under reconstruction, and he's steadily updating. The website is the Whitney Vault. C as in cat, H as in Harry, C H thewhitneyvault.ch. And it's actually on our page, on the Whitney Vault page near the About link, right above the About link. So you can see it right there on the page if you want to visit that and get all the information on all things Whitney.
All right. Now, we have a surprise for Brother Tyrone Jackson of Tyrone Jackson's Breakthrough. Tyrone, are you ready for the surprise before we let you get you your information?
Sure.
Brother Tyrone?
I'm ready.
All right. Why don't you give us a surprise, Whitney Vault, because we have discussed something very special because it has something to do with Northern New Jersey. And, well, why don't we just let you tell us?
You want me to give out my information before I hear the surprise?
Oh, wait, you gotta hear the surprise. You're gonna be really surprised.
Okay. I'm waiting for the surprise too.
Me too.
Now the Whitney Vault has a lot of followers. I was told during the meeting when we was doing the pre-rehearsal meeting that they have a lot of followers that reside in Newark, New Jersey.
That's right.
So you could potentially have some new fans that could be watching Tyrone Jackson's Breakthrough for the Tyrone.
All right, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. So why don't you give the fans that are listening from Newark your address and the time that you'll be on the show, and then I will share my thoughts of I Look To You, because I want to make sure we get all plug in all the information before we get ready for the other show that will be coming on. So, Tyrone, take it away with the information.
All right, I'm mine to start off with the new season, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, right now, Breakthrough comes on Mondays from 3 to 4 on Channel 19. And it also comes on Fridays from 10 to 11. And then I come on again on Saturdays. I'm at 10 p.m. All these are p.m. And then also on Saturdays from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Starting in October, Breakthrough Real Talk TV can be seen on Channel 19 on Mondays from 3 to 4. Breakthrough with Tyrone Jackson can be seen on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. And then on Saturdays at 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. you can see Breakthrough Empowerment TV.
All right.
I meant to give my number. Let me make it real quick. 862-755-6957. That again is 862-755-6957.
All right. Now, would you text me all the information about the show time? Because I could then in turn give the information to the Whitney Vault, so they could in turn give it to the fans that are located in Northern New Jersey. You could have a whole lot more viewers to Tyrone Jackson's Breakthrough.
That's no problem with me.
And you know what, Big D? You know what? I'm glad you said that, because we definitely have to have more shows, because we have to show some of Whitney's best live performances.
Yeah.
Oh, we have to do that.
Okay. Yeah, like I said, we're gonna have more. This is not over. It is far from over. So we're definitely gonna come back with more Whitney trivia. We're gonna have. We might even need more than an hour. Probably need like two or three or a couple of days of for honoring Whitney.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the first of many honoring shows that we're gonna be doing for our beloved Queen of Pop.
Okay, that's right. And she is the Queen of Pop. And I apologize to anybody if I was, you know, a little distorted. You know, this is my first time.
I got dropped out, too. Don't worry about it.
Okay, I've never been on radio before. This is my first time.
This is just us. That's how we feel about Whitney.
We should be sorry how we feel about Whitney.
Well, I'm sorry. So I'm going to give my thoughts on I Look to You, and then I'm going to ask Don if he would get ready to play the song as we get ready to close out. So I Look to You is definitely a song that I will be listening to in case if I ever feel down. And it's a song that I could hum or sing a little bit. And I just love the inspiration that the song, the spiritualness of the song, because she never lost faith and hope in God. She never forgot where she came from.
That's right.
She never forgot her family.
Never.
So for all those who say that she was out of touch, you know what? Don't believe it, because we Whitney fans know that she always sticks to God first.
Oh, yeah.
She always puts God first, and no matter what she does, she puts family, and then her career came last. So God was always first to Whitney life, and
always.
I Look to You is a testament of that song. So, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to announce to you, I Look to You, and Whitney Houston, and we're going to all say good night from the Big D Zone, and let's take it out.
Bye-bye, everybody.
I Look to You.
Bye-bye. Come on, everybody!
Whitney forever.
Okay. As the song playing, once again, I Look to You by Whitney Houston is going to be the closing song on the Big D Zone.
As I lay me down, heaven hear me now. I'm lost without a cause, after giving it my all. Winter storms have come and darkened my sun. After all that I've been through, who on earth can I turn to? I look to you. I look to you. After all my strength is gone, in you I can be strong. I look to you. Searching for that open door. And every road that I've taken led to my regret. And I don't know if I'm gonna make it. Nothing to do but lift my head. I look to you. I look to you. And when all my strength is gone.
to you. After all, my strength is gone.